from the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Boston, where the second coronavirus surge is here, and a new study is shedding light on how human behavior is driving it. More on that in about 15 seconds.
Support for Consider This comes from Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, an innovator in health benefit solutions that are built on insight from businesses and individuals in our community. More at harvardpilgrim.org.
Okay, consider this. In the last 24 hours, have you spent time indoors with people outside of your immediate household? Well, 45% of Massachusetts residents say yes, according to a new survey by researchers at Harvard and Northeastern. And I gotta be honest, it's a little hard to square, because 9 months into this pandemic, we all know the drill. Wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart, and limit indoor gatherings. So what's the deal? WBUR's Adrian Ma has been digging into this new data, which was released just ahead of Thanksgiving, arguably the most classic gathering of them all. What's up, Adrian? How's it going?
What's up, Paris?
Oh, you know, nothing much, but cases are rising, so I want to know more about this study.
Well, basically, this study has been going on since April. The researchers have been giving the same survey every month with this goal of assessing how people are behaving during the pandemic. And last month, they asked the question they asked every month, which is, in the last 24 hours, have you been hanging out with people who you don't live with indoors? And last month, almost half of the people who responded said yes. And researchers say this proportion has actually been increasing in the past few months, even as health experts have been cautioning people against this. One of the researchers in this study, David Lazar, is from Northeastern, and he puts the situation like this.
We've sort of let down our vigilance over the last few months in terms of our behaviors to limit the spread of COVID-19. And unfortunately, you know, COVID-19 has come roaring back.
So honestly, Adrian, I get it. My bubble is small, but it has expanded a little bit. And obviously, I'm not alone. But what did the study reveal about why people are going beyond their bubbles?
The short answer is that people are tired. You know, so many people just want to get back to a bit of normalcy. And I guess you don't need to be a psychologist to know that. But I talked to one anyway, a guy named Roy Perlis at Harvard Med School. And he says normally in stressful times, he would tell people to go see their friends or their family, go to a restaurant or the gym to exercise. But right now, he says that's just too risky. So he is encouraging people to find creative alternative ways to take care of themselves.
So speaking of that, what do we do with this information, especially as the holidays are approaching and people are wanting to gather for Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, you name it?
Yeah, so many things that we would normally be doing this time of year, right? But you know, the tough reality is that in Massachusetts, new coronavirus cases have been bouncing between 2,000 and 3,000 new cases a day for the past week or so. And that's more than 10 times the number of cases we were seeing daily during the summer. So, you know, that curve that we've been talking about for months, that curve is now a spike. But David Lazar from Northeastern, he says there is room for hope here.
The good news here is that substantially that this is in our collective control.
And what he means is that our behavior can drive the spread, but our behavior can also help curb the spread. And on that score, we should be doing all we can to limit the amount of indoor time we spend with people we don't live with. And that includes people we might normally see during the holidays. Lazar says he's doing the same thing.
Like, I was just talking to my older daughter who was going to come up for Thanksgiving from Washington. And, you know, we said, well, you know, we'll do something when it's safer. We'll have Thanksgiving at another time. And that made us sad, right? I mean, we didn't want to do that.
It's difficult, right? But the silver lining is that the more people do it, the more that'll help control the spread of the virus.
Well, there you have it, people. Plain and simple. That's reporter Adrian Ma. Stay safe out there, Adrian.
You too, Paris.